Okay, so that was Kim talking about couples and their public displays of affection, or rather PDAs, on the Underground Network, and how that can be slightly gross and slightly, you know, don't really want to see that this time of day. But she also mentioned how tube etiquette extends beyond just the actual, like, tube carriages. It's into the station and into particularly escalators. And it's actually quite interesting because I was researching, you know, tube etiquette online and seeing, you know, if there's any particular things that have been written about. And the BBC has actually got an article on tube etiquette and on how it varies by country. Apparently, only 25% of us are walkers. The other 75% prefer to stand on the tube. And most countries have a lane system like us, where you walk on one side, stand on the other side. But Shanghai actually hasn't got any lane system, and people just walk around people, which I think must be a bit dangerous, and also make that journey to the actual tube a bit more stressful. We're also going to pass on to Peter now, who's our final contributor for the day, who's going to talk about people pushing onto the tube before other people have been given the chance to get off, which we all know is very rude and not a nice experience to be